Time for the KSL In-Depth, and it's an update to something that we brought you just a few weeks ago on KSL News Radio. Utah's new indoor football team finally has a name after several submissions from fans, and it's not Utah Teamy McTeamface or the Stormin' Mormons.
Joining us live now on the KSL Newsline, Project Franchise CEO Sharab Farooti. And Sharab, thanks very much for being with us. What is the name of the team?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. The new team is the Salt Lake Screaming Eagles.
Oh, right.
What's the historical significance of the name?
Yeah, it's actually a really great significance. So the Screaming Eagles are the name for the 101st Airborne of the U.S. Army. And on D-Day, which is actually the anniversary is today, they were assigned with taking over a stretch of land in Normandy, nicknamed Utah Beach. So it's a pretty interesting tie-in to Utah with that name.
Okay, I kind of chuckled when I talked about Teamy McTeamface because it had such a large lead in the initial voting. So how did it not win?
Well, the initial voting, and when we were taking in the names, we had over 350 submissions. That was open to the general public. But then the second phase of this, when we got to the top 10, which is what we're going to do with the rest of the things with getting fans involved to vote. We put a little hurdle in place. You had to actually register to be able to vote. Mm. So I think a lot of the online trollers that wanted to see Teamy McTeamface decided that was too much work for them to do. So we got the real voters in. So
great.
Well, I love Screaming Eagles. I think that's a great name. But had McTeamface or Stormin' Mormons won, would you have gone with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, what we're trying to do here is something very different. We're giving total control of this franchise to the fans. So first time that a fans vote on something and we go against it, we're going to be like every other team out there. So we're sticking by everything we do. And when we say we're going to let fans run the team, we're going to let fans run the team.